One of the most prestigious art events in the world is going on right now in Venice, the Venice Biennale, where 56 countries are presenting their most important contemporary arts and artists. After unprecedented response to an open call, France selected a sound artist as their official representative. That same artist, Céleste Boursier-Mugino, has just opened a new installation on Maui. Walking into the gallery, the audio hits you first. The installation itself is behind a wall. There are 31 familiar-looking porcelain bowls afloat in three large blue plastic kiddie pools. Seven stem glasses, microphones, and speakers are also involved.
The real sensorial awareness happens as soon as you walk in.
Nida Bangert is the gallery director at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. A sound installation has just opened there, the work of Céleste Boursier-Mugino, who uses everyday materials to discover sound.
In this case, it's water and ceramic crockery and a water pump that creates a very slow current. So there's a lot of scientific principles involved in this as well, but it's constantly evolving and changing. So you sit there and you kind of start to get spaced out. I think there's a spiritual connection, at least for me there was when I first heard it. I started thinking of all these memories and times and places.
Céleste Boursier-Mugino says his work springs from architecture, coaxing sounds from nature and familiar objects in particular spaces. Perhaps his most famous work involves electric guitars and a few cymbals with birdseed sprinkled on them, horizontally arrayed in a room with flocks of zebra finches. Yes, they actually shred.
I think it's really new 21st century media that we're seeing, especially with an artist like Céleste. People can come into the gallery and know that they're going to experience something they've never experienced before. And when they walk out that door, they're affected by it. They're still thinking about it. They're maybe during their day still thinking about what they saw. And I think that those kind of memories have a great impact on people to open up their minds and their hearts to acceptance of a lot of things.
Boursier-Mugino's piece in the current Venice Biennale involves live uprooted trees animated by a low-voltage electric current. Sounds are generated by their movement, the flow of sap, natural processes translated into audio, like the bowls adrift in water currents through July 18th at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.